Well, good morning, everyone. You're listening to Save Water Santa Fe, where we have conversations about conservation and all things water. And today I have Amanda Hatherley as my guest, and I'm so happy to have you here this morning, Amanda.
It's great to be here, Christine. Thanks.
It's always so nice to see you. And this is the second time that you've given me this beautiful piece of homemade chocolate. You have to just talk a little bit about it. If I could show our listeners what it looks like, it's just beautiful. And so you sell this chocolate, I guess?
At the artisan market on Sundays. I buy the beans and I roast them. I do all the different steps and then I mold them up and make them into chocolate bars that I sell.
Well, great. So, Amanda, I'm so happy to have you on the show today. We have so much to talk about. We have the Next Generation Water Summit that's coming up in just a few weeks now. It seems like the whole year went by so fast.
Yeah.
And I knew it was coming and we were preparing for it, but now it's literally just weeks
right on
away.
Top of us.
I know. So the community college is playing a pretty big role in the Next Generation Water Summit this year and the types of trainings that you're offering before and after this summit. So that's what we're here to talk about today.
Yeah.
And, you know, me and my staff are very, very excited about the training opportunities that are coming through this summit. And we're enrolled, I think, for most all of them.
Yeah, or you've taken them before.
Right.
Some
of
them.
Great.
No, I think the community college is the educational sponsor for the summit, so we will also have a table at the summit with, you know, information about all our different courses, but then we do have specialty before and after classes going on as well.
Great. So why don't we start a little bit just about talking about your work at the Santa Fe Community College and how you sort of got involved in supporting, well, we were just talking about Doug Pichard, right?
Yes. Yes.
I guess he's one of the reasons why, but maybe we can talk a little bit about how that developed.
Yeah, so I've been the director of the Energy Smart Academy at Santa Fe Community College for 8 years, and as part of that, I was on the board and the Green Council at the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association. And I think about 4 years ago, there was an initiative, maybe even five now, to develop a water rating where you could look at different houses and look at their water use and compare them house to house. And I was one of the core team that worked on that project. And so we did it for a couple of years, and then we launched, I'm sure we'll talk about it a bit later, the WERS water efficiency rating score or system. I always get that wrong. and so I was very involved with that. So once we started with the Water Summit last year and then this year, I've been involved in planning the classes.
Great. And so I must have met you then right around the time that you started, because I think I got my BPI certification about
that time.
Yeah,
about 8 years, 7 or 8 years. Yeah, at that time we had a big grant from the Department of Labor, I think, or Department of Energy to offer a lot of free training or subsidized training. And so we were doing a lot of classes for people to learn about energy efficiency. And that was, I think, when I met you.
Yeah. So this, the WERS score, falls right in line with, you know, all of your experience in that field, the BPI and your HERS rater as well. Right?
Yeah, and so a HERS rater looks at a house and sort of quantifies the amount of energy that would be used by that house. But then that, with a computer program, allows a house to be compared to another house. So you might have a really small house that uses a lot of energy and a big house that uses a little amount of energy, and it looks like their energy usage is the same, but there may be more people living in the big house, so really that house, you know, there's more bedrooms, and so that house is more energy efficient. So the HERS rating is a way of comparing those two houses without just looking at how much energy is used, like what are their bills. And it's a great way because you can actually look at what, you know, seven different houses of different sizes and shapes and even different locations and really compare house to house. And that's what we were trying to do with the water efficiency rating.
So we should talk a little, this might be a really great intro to sort of, you know, how the summit evolved and all of the work that's going to be discussed there. But the WERS score then followed, you know, the HERS score. That's a score too. Home Energy Rating System or score on that one?
I get those two confused.
I know. Acronyms are horrible for me too.
The HERS rating is through an organization called ResNet, and that's very separate to the WERS.
Yeah.
I think they just chose a similar name because it seemed like water efficiency rating was you know, good in it, because it sort of paired with the HERS rating. That was, I think, why it was called the WERS rating, just the water version.
Right.
And now it is being used. It's being used in the city of Santa Fe and other locations around the country.
Right. And so it's interesting that that had never been developed before. We did look at energy and even through BPI and some of the audits that I would do as an auditor there, we did look at some water use, but I think that's because I was working in Los Alamos and they sell all four utilities. And so, all, you know, they're all billed the same. But, you know, it was interesting that water hadn't been looked at like that before. And so the WERS score has been really great because it looks at both indoor and outdoor use. And it's being used in a, you know, in the permitting section of the city of Santa Fe. But we're also looking at trying to develop opportunities to use it in our program. And we've talked about it before. You know, we offer individual rebates for individual appliances, but it would be kind of nice to look at the house as a whole and try to figure out whether we can do like a whole house rebate or something based off the type of score that might come out of it. So it's been a great tool, and you being part of that development along with many members of the Santa Fe's Water Conservation Committee as well. It's just neat that that work developed here. And so it's
I think the reason it did develop here was that when you look at the HERS ratings and you look at some of the, you know, the organizations like BPI and ResNet, BPI is the Building Performance Institute, they're based mostly in the Northeast, even though they're national programs. So they don't have that awareness of water that we have here.
Right.
And Santa Fe's always been very on the front end of all of water conservation. In fact, I went to a conference a couple of years ago for a meeting, and Kim Shanahan went, the excuse me, the EO of the Home Builders Association. And it was interesting there how many people were coming up to me saying, oh, you're from Santa Fe, you know, we look at everything that you do there because you're so innovative around water use. And so I think that might be one reason why the WERS developed out of here, because, you know, we're pretty aware of our water issues.
We talk about that all the time. You know, it's a very progressive city when it comes to understanding, you know, how precious that resource is. And, you know, it's the community as a whole that's really done such a great job in the way that we use water. It's very efficient, and we have so many programs that support that as well.
And a huge shout out to Doug Bouchard, because he was really one of the people that really helped push the WERS through and like helping organize our meetings all the time. And then the same thing with the Water Summit.
Right. Well, I know we were just talking about Doug. So huge shout out to Doug. You know, he's just got so much energy and he does such a great job. And well, how wonderful that you've been able to support all of these trainings through the Santa Fe Community College and through your program. And, you know, what a wonderful connection. You know, people are already coming for this summit, but, you know, they're able to just, you know, add a few days before or afterwards to get some other great training as well.
And if people are interested in these trainings, don't just call the community college or look in their catalogs, because it's not listed that way. These are specific specialty courses. And so the best way to find out about them is either to call me or to call Evelyn, who's the person that can register you. So my phone number for any information is 428-1805. And Evelyn's phone number, if you want to register, is 428-1866.
Okay. And is this information also on the Next Generation Water Summit webpage?
And it's also on the Energy Smart Academy website, which is energysmartacademy.com.
Okay. Great. Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. Well, we're really, really looking forward to all of that. And the summit, you know, we're going to be talking about the summit and these next couple shows, but you know, we're talking about the training, and then we're going to talk about the keynotes, and we're going to talk about the individual sessions. I mean, there's just so much associated with the upcoming summit, April 29th through May 1st. And I think you're going to be a part of that as well.
We're going to have a table, the community college, and there's going to be rotating students and faculty at the table talking about different courses that we have year-round at the community college, as well as these specialty courses.
Okay.
And then I'll be attending, I'm sure, quite a few of the sessions.
Right. I know. I'm excited about that.
Yeah. There's a great, great lineup of speakers, and it's fascinating. Thank you.
Yeah. And there's just so many different connections. You know, we could do a whole, well, we are going to do a whole other show on just all of those.
And you and your team were out at the college doing some commercial water auditing of one of our kitchens just to get some practice, I remember. That was really interesting.
Oh, we're just so lucky to have you to help us try to build those opportunities. Because as we were working, we were trying to get training done before we went out into the restaurants. It's really hard to find, you know, a place to do that where we can take our time and look at things and discuss and try different things. And so you were very gracious to help us coordinate that opportunity over there in this huge, big kitchen.
Yeah, with every permutation that you would ever come across, probably, or a lot of them anyway.
Oh, no, that was fun. Yeah. I forgot all about that already. Time went by soon. Everything's going by so fast this month. But great, Amanda, is there anything else that you would like to talk about today with regards to the summit or anything that you've got going on at the college? Or
What else do we have going on?
I know, right? That this is probably going to
keep me busy for now. And then we'll come up for air at the end of this and start planning the next round of trainings.
Yeah, that's what they do. It seemed like actually was the day after they had a meeting to talk about how it all had gone, and it hasn't stopped since then.
Exactly. And it just is getting better and better. I can talk about a collaboration that I'm doing with Lane Community College in Oregon. We put in a National Science Foundation grant proposal to develop some curriculum for water efficiency. And we're keeping our fingers crossed. So far, it's looking really good that we might get that. But if we do that, we'll provide a lot of this information, like the WERS courses, maybe some commercial courses, in an online format so people can take, no matter where they are in the country.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're keeping our fingers crossed. So far it's looking good, and we should hear in the next month whether we do get that opportunity.
Oh, that would be great. You'll have to let us know so that we can put that information out there as well.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Amanda. It's always such a pleasure
to see
you.
It's great to see you again.
It always is. And it's really a pleasure working with you. And we've got a lot to, you know, we'll be seeing each other soon.
Yep.
2 weeks straight.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
Yeah, thanks, Christine.
So for anybody who is interested in the City of Santa Fe Water Conservation Program, we encourage you to visit our website, savewatersantafe.com. And we have this really great outdoor rebate package that we have launched this month. And so there's lots of information you'll be seeing about that. But we are offering new incentives for rainwater harvesting, including cisterns, rain barrels, and lots of different bonuses associated with that. And we have a laundry to landscape rebate as well. So as we're talking about gray water, there's an incentive to help you install a small gray water system in your own yard. And so for any information on that, we've got a lot of information on our website, or you can give our office a call directly at 955-4225.
Listen to Save Water Santa Fe with Christine Chavez every Thursday right here on KSWV Radio, 99.9 FM in Santa Fe, 810 AM Northern New Mexico, and around the world on KSWVradio.com.